Masechtas Bikurim, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Hey. In what way? Eina shava loyla nashim veloyla nashim is the androgynous not like men or women. Ketzad in regard to which halachais? First, ein chayavan al tumasai. A man or a woman that's tame, or someone else became tame because he came into contact with them. If they come into the Beis HaMikdash, bimezid, they're chayv karas. They came in b'shagig, they have to bring a carbon. And androgynous, even though we said that if he sees either red or white, red is matama the lady, white the man. If he sees either red or white, he's tame, but he's not mechuyev on his tumah. Now the chiddush is, even if he saw both, red and white, because the Torah tells us one is not chayiv for entering the Beis HaMikdash when he's tummy, only if he's a vadai zachar or vadai nekev. Vaitra zakta mishnah ve'ein sarfin al tumasai, meaning to say, this androgynous that became tummy because he saw either white or red, so he's only a suffix. Because white, if he's a lady, is not tummy. Red, if he's a man, he's not tummy. So let's say afterwards he goes and he touches Trum or Kachim. We're not going to burn that Trum or Kachim because we don't know for sure that it's Tameh. But in this case, the Mefarshim explained, if he saw both, then he's for sure Tameh. If he saw both white and red, then we would burn the Trum. By the Beis HaMikdash, there's a Pasuk. The one is not Chayim unless he's a Vadei Zachar or Vadei Nekeva. We don't have such a halacha in regard to the burning of Trum and Kachim. As long as you know that it's Vadei Tameh, we burn it. Vayitcher Zakta Mishnah Ve'inoy Nerach. If someone says the Erach of this androgynous, I'm going to give for the Beis HaMikdash. So the Torah gives us a whole scale. If I say on a person, his erech I give to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Torah says how much you have to give, depending if he's a zacher or in a cave, and depending how old he is. But if you're going to point to an androgynous and say, his erech I give to the Beis HaMikdash, or the androgynous says on himself, my erech I give to the Beis HaMikdash, he gives nothing. Because by erech and also we learn from the pasuk, he has to be a vadei zacher or in a cave. So again, ve'enoy nerach, loika noshim, he won't have to give the amount that Torah says you have to give for men, depending on their age, will like kenoshim, and not the amount you have to give for women. If you say the erech of a certain woman, or a woman says, my erech, I have to give to the Beis HaMikdash. Vayitcher zakta mishnah ve'enonim karbi evet ivri. Now I'm sure you remember from Parshas Mishpatim that stamazai, a man, could be sold as an evet ivri in one of two ways. Either he's poor, and he sells himself in order to have pernasa for himself or his children, or he's a ganef, and he cannot pay for the ganeva. So Bezin is allowed to sell him as an eved to be able to get the chayv back. Now, as far as an amahu evriya, there's only one way she can become an amahu evriya. That's if her father sells her as an amahu evriya, which he can only do when she's little. She cannot sell herself, and even if she's caught with the ganeva, Bezin does not sell her. And of course, as you remember from Parshas Mishpatim, even when the father does sell her, she goes out as soon as she gets older. So again, the androgynous cannot be sold as an Eved Ivri. He can't sell himself, and Bezin cannot sell him. His father cannot sell him. So the Ein Nimkar be Eved Ivri, loika nashim, not like men. They can either sell themselves or Bezin can sell them. Loika nashim, and not like women, whose father can sell them when they're small. Small meaning she's under 12 years old. Once she brings the money Naris, that she's 12 years old, father cannot sell her anymore. Vayitcher zakta mishnah v'yom amar, should a person say, Hareini nazir, I am a nazir, on the condition, she'ein ze ish v'isha. There's an androgynous in front of him, and this man, for whatever reason, says, I am a nazir, that he is neither a man or a woman. Zakta mishnah erase a nazir. Because it could be that he's not a zacher, and it could be he's not in a kever. Rabbi Yossi says, androgynous berya bifnei atzma. But the Chachamim were never machriya. They never came to a conclusion. They never waited out and decided im isha, whether he's a man or a woman. Basically, what we're saying is as follows. Until now, we were saying that androgynous is either a man or a woman. We just don't know which one. Rabbi Yossi holds, he's not a man, he's not a woman, he's not a zoch, he's not a nekeva. It's a separate thing, an androgynous. So Rabbi Yossi Yom Androgynous Beria Bifnei Atzma, V'lo Yichriya B'Chacham, Im Isha Misha. So let's say somebody Taka said, I am a Nazir, if this person, meaning an Androgynous that is in front of him, is neither a man nor a woman. So we just said, according to the first Tana, he's a Nazir, because he's either a man or a woman. But according to Rabbi Yossi, not so Pashat, because he's Taka, not a man or a woman. He may be a Nazir Mesafik, but Vadi not a Nazir Vadai. Aval Tumtum. Now, a Tumtum is also someone, we don't know if he's a Zachar or a Nekeva, but here it's different. By a Tumtum, we know for sure he's either a Zachar or a Nekeva, but we can't tell. Whatever. It's covered up. So Aval Tumtum ain't a Kain. He's for sure not a Ber Yibifnei Atzmai. El a Safik Ish, Safik Ish. He's for sure a Safik Ish or a Safik Isha. Hadron Allah, Seder Zroim, the Hadron Allah, we shall return to you, Seder Zroim, Mez Hashem Izbach, and learn it be Ian, right? Imagine we started now again from Masechtas Brachas, Klayim, Maestris, Maestro Shani, ready? Mez Hashem Izbach. Taitin Allah, Seder Zroim, Medatin Allah, Kaddish Baruch should help, Linus Nashi Menach, Seder Zroim, we shouldn't forget, Seder Zroim, Linus Nashi Menon, you will not forget us, Laiba Alma Hadain, Laiba Alma Da'asi, not in this world, or in the world to come. Yes, Hashem Yisbrach, I hope you're ready to start Masechtas Taharis with Masechtas Kelim.